from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Moved around a little bit. Same group, just different order today, just due to time, travel, scheduling, all of that. First up this morning will be Griff. Top of hour to Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation. After Griff, Gator Dave from Gator's Breakdown down in Jacksonville. He'll be with us in his customary slot. Talk Gators, talk SEC, etc. And then Buck, just due to scheduling, Buck needed to move to a later slot this morning. And top of hour three, Buck will be with us on this Tuesday program. 615-844-5600. That is the call text option line. I do accentuate the text angle on that, 615-844-5600. For you folks who want a voice on the show and you don't like any of the other options, that text line is for you. Let me repeat it, 615-844-5600. If you're on social media, Twitter, and you're happy there, cool, we like it. At Bill is King, and email the show anytime, Bill is King 7, number 7, at gmail.com. We went all of Monday's show and did not talk about this. It did not fit at the moment. It fits now. Why is Georgia going after Jaden Rashada? Now, again, I know that sounded critical. I don't necessarily mean it that way, but I am struggling a little bit. They've got Carson Beck. Of course, that wouldn't matter right now. I'm not suggesting. Carson Beck will play this year, have an outstanding year, and go to the Sunday game. I understand that. That's not a worry. They have Gunnar Stockton, who is, I think, solidified as the number two quarterback. They have Ryan Puglisi, true freshman, working on a knee injury right now, but they like his future. They have Jared Curtis, who may be the top-ranked player in the class of 26, period. Right here in the 615, Nashville Christian School. Over in West Nashville. They've got him committed. Happened a couple of weeks ago. I don't understand necessarily why Georgia would be interested in Jaden Rashada. Not necessarily because of the Florida fiasco or being at Arizona State this last year, and he got early playing time. Matter of fact, started the first two games for them. He's been battling, I think, this spring. I remember seeing he had a little thumb injury or something he was working on, but I think that's expected to be fine. He's visiting Georgia Tuesday, Wednesday, today, tomorrow, from what I understand. The connection would be when he was being recruited by Clemson, Brandon Streeter, who is now part of the Georgia staff. I believe that is the, let's use the word again, conduit for him. I'm not here necessarily disparaging Jaden Rashada. I think he's a pretty good talent. I don't know why Georgia would need that. Where's the fit? I also understand Kirby Smart, to me, is the best head coach in college football. Now that Nick is gone, the best head coach in college football resides in Athens, Georgia. I understand that. I believe that. I think that. I have a bias in that direction. I do not understand what the fit or need would be here. Georgia can go out and get quarterbacks to the highest of any level from the high school ranks. Now, let's go back and forth a little bit. Quarterback position in college football, whether it's Georgia or whether it's any other school, is very fluid, right? Nothing is more sensitive when it comes to feelings, getting hurt, than the quarterback room. There is not a more sensitive, very delicate position in college football, I'd say college sports, than the quarterback position. If it ain't you, it ain't you. Carson Beck is clearly the star starting quarterback at Georgia. After that, it's Gunnar Stockton. After that, it's Ryan Puglisi, and then Jared Curtis coming in. Jared's just a rising junior. Jared is finishing up his sophomore year of high school right now, a couple of years away. Would that be a stopgap in between? I don't understand the fit there. I understand that, Bill, that quarterback room might not look the same. Carson Beck goes pro after this year. Somebody doesn't get the job in the spring or next fall, meaning the fall of 25. Somebody's feelings get hurt, and they transfer. I understand that. It's happened to Georgia numerous times. It's happened to every school numerous times. The quarterback room is a big baby room. It just is. Any school, anywhere. I just don't understand that fit right there. I don't. I don't think it's going to matter. I'm not suggesting it has anything to do with Georgia's future winning. I am not even. I think Georgia has as bright a future as any program in America, regardless of who they may or may not go after as a quarterback in the transfer portal. This is not a big picture doom and gloom diatribe by me at all. It's just I'm trying to figure that one out. Yeah, I'm trying to take that and square it up, and my level of math is not computing here. Brent down in Macon says, Bill, maybe because of all the Dylan Rayola stuff, thinking we had a lock and then he bolts. Yeah, I understand. Georgia must feel as if he's another piece after Carson Beck to come in there and compete for the job. They must feel that way. And I'm assuming the connection is Brandon Streeter from the Clemson recruitment. Back in the 90s, former Clemson quarterback Brandon Streeter, former offensive coordinator. at Clemson. More recently, Brandon Strader, who is now on the Georgia staff. And I'm guessing that he is the one that is the, I'm not saying approver, that would be Kirby Smart, ultimately, but, and that'd be Coach Bobo, the offensive coordinator. He would have to also say, okay, I like this. I think this fits someday. But I'm having trouble with the math on this one. I didn't get past algebra 2. Maybe it's beyond my math abilities. Maybe that's it. I didn't need anything past algebra 2. Maybe if I'd have taken calculus, all this would make more sense to me this morning. Georgia, as a program's in excellent shape. I'm not worried about that in the least. Whether or not they take Jaden Rashada does not affect my opinion on Georgia football as being the premier college football program in America. That does not change in my mind. Not anything. They just had the number one ranked recruiting class in America. That's going to be and has been an every year type occurrence for them. That's where they're at. Big picture, it's not all that important. I understand that part. I'm just trying to square this one up. And according to some, Georgia would be the favorite here for him. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. That one slipped through the cracks on Monday. Didn't get to it. I had it in my mental Rolodex to pursue, and we just never got to it yesterday. Never got there with it. But I was thinking this morning around 4:30 as I was piddling around, getting some avocado toast. And I was thinking about just this morning and things, and that one I went, yeah, you need to get into that one a little bit. Let's see what's up. Yeah, they've got Gunnar Stockton. Let's go ahead and look into the future. Carson Beck's gone after this year. I think it'll be an outstanding year for him. Gunnar Stockton is sitting there. Ryan Puglisi is sitting there. Jared Curtis is a rising junior. He's class of 26, so you can't even really, even though he's coming, you can't really even look at it. Maybe this is that stopgap in between there. Now, folks, I doubt they're not going to stop recruiting other quarterbacks either. I mean, if you're Georgia, you're going to go get the best dude no matter who's already there at whatever position. That's where you're at if you're Georgia. Got to remember, Georgia and one of the best states in America, easily one of the best states in America producing dudes, ball players, takes more than 50% out of state. With a loaded in-state. And it works. Oh, it works. They win that way. All right, we'll get the break. Yes, cranking, man. Just maybe an eighth of a grape, right?
Good morning. Cleanup continues out here in Rutherford County. On the scene of this truck crash that happened earlier this morning, 24 eastbound at Ellaville Road. Again, you're able to get around it. It's just some rubbernecking going on. We're just, again, grateful that it wasn't over in the westbound lanes because that's already picking up, leaving Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, headed towards Nashville. As that traffic increases on 65 south down through Millersville, still looks good. Vietnam Vets through Hendersonville. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Bill King Show, more gravitating than the radio wave emission from a supermassive black hole. Call or text the show now at 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Griff at the top of hour two, Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation. That's every Tuesday. Gator Dave, hour two. That's also on Tuesdays. And, no, Buck's going to be hour three. Pat, did you hear me? Yeah, Charles Arbuckle is hour three this morning. You got me, Patton? Griffith, that's top of hour two. Yeah, Griffith's top of hour two. Gator Dave, hour two, and then Buck has, because of just scheduling and his Tuesday for today, needs to go later. So we will have Charles Arbuckle, top of hour three. Pat in the 912 says, Bill, I've got a new job, so I haven't been able to check in much lately. But I'm off today. He says, Rashada is doing the same thing. I wouldn't entertain either of these prima donnas. Now, you're talking about Rayola from earlier? Yeah, I might have messed up. Also, Ryan Montgomery. Yeah, I left out Ryan Montgomery. Georgia Dog posted that on the text line. L Dog down in lovely Peachtree City, the Atlanta area. Bill Kirby has always said he wants four quarterbacks, scholarship quarterbacks, in the program along with a good walk-on quarterback. He said he needs that many quarterbacks to run an efficient practice. Rashada versus Gunner would battle it out for the quarterback job after Beck. A quarterback with experience to back up Beck is also important. Jim and Jupiter, speaking of avocados, Bill, the avocado tree I planted 2 years ago is about to produce fruit for the first time. I've always heard, and again, this is just what I've heard, is so, all right, well, maybe we are going to put grip on here. All right, hey, Patton, I stand corrected. Go ahead and call Griff. You got me, Patton? Go ahead and call Griff. Maybe we're going here. I don't know what's up. I'm confused as much as anybody, but, yeah, go ahead and put Griff on. Yeah, call Griff and let me know when he's on. I don't see any message here where it says we're changing this other than Buck. But that's fine. I'm flexible either way. There's some kind of communication missing. I don't know what it is, folks. I'm the host. I'm responsible. But, oh, okay. So we're not going to have it. I'm very confused. Yeah, I'm. Anyway, so no Griff today as well. We will have Gator Dave. Here's what I understand, y'all, in this sea of confusion. Hour two, Gator Dave will check in about 20 minutes in. Hour three at the top, Charles Arbuckle will be with us. Now, the way this morning is going with guesting, God knows. Jim and Jupiter down in South Florida said, Bill, avocado tree I planted 2 years ago is about to produce fruit for the first time. Here's what I need. I've always been told, even in the climate of South Florida, you can't have avocado trees that are productive. Jim, are you saying that's incorrect? Now, I know up here we'd have no chance. I mean, there's no way. But I always thought it had to be South America or Mexico or I, again, don't know. You know what would be heaven to me is if I had a producing avocado tree. I love avocados. Right at the top of my favorite thing when it comes to food. I have an avocado for breakfast. That's what I have for breakfast every morning. Little bit of lime juice, little bit of salt, pepper, garlic, granules, just a little bit there, little flavor addition. I used to put it on toast. I don't even use toast anymore. I put it in a coffee cup, I stir it up, and every morning I eat it. The only mornings I do not eat it is when I've been at the grocery store and there's just none that are the right texture. Either too hard or mushy. There's a fine line there when you're picking avocados out at the store. About 6 months ago, we hit a spell of about 2 months where I couldn't find a good avocado anywhere. Never seen that before. Everywhere. I went to numerous grocery stores, could not find them, would have to settle for either something that I didn't really like. If you try and work with a avocado that's not ripe at all, it's rock hard, it's going to be like eating rubber. If you let it get too ripe, it starts darkening, and the texture's gross there, too. It's a very fine line. Many of you probably do the same thing, but Jim in Jupiter's got a producing avocado tree in his yard. I didn't think climate-wise even you could do that down there. He is saying, yes, you can. He said, about to produce fruit for the first time. It's a picture. Let me pull this up. Man, that is pretty. I have never seen an avocado in the wild. There you have it. I've seen an albino unicorn, but I've never seen an avocado in the wild. How about that? Mike the Mad Dog. And that's what I thought it was. Griff is on the Dog Nation cruise this week. I'm surprised he didn't tell you that. Griff's busy. I'm not worried about it. I did want to get his thoughts on Jaden Rashada. We'll have to do that another time. Maybe next time he's on Tuesday, a week from today, he's already committed to Georgia. Then we have that conversation. Apparently, Georgia is considered the team to beat. Husker Ron, big Nebraska fan. Bill, Matt Rule's approach versus Deion when it comes to building a roster. So far, Deion has upper hand because he beat us last year. I'm cautiously optimistic, but need to see a winning season. Well, I don't know if we collectively know enough about Deion as a head coach. Because his way of going about things is way outside the norm. I'm not saying that because I think that's altogether bad, but the Deion blueprint is very confusing. I'm not sure I have a read on it. I had no problem with him coming in there and clearing the deck and bringing some of his guys, starting with that way. No issue at all. That was a downtrodden Loserville program. You can't come in there and have a kumbaya meeting. You got to come in there and you have to, again, clear everything out. Start from ground zero. He did that. And he had some success first 3-4 games. And then it collapsed. Now we're in year two. Still a steady flow of guys exiting. Bringing in dudes too. Got to remember, two of the dudes he has brought in were teammates of my son. Just 3 years ago in high school. Guys that were at this house millions of times working out. Now they're out there in Boulder. I have not talked to them since then, but I don't think we know enough yet about Deion other than the fluidity here and the uncertainty here. And I mentioned this on Monday. I'm starting to wonder if this is all Deion's world of daddy ball. Is Colorado just a conduit for him to have control, make sure his kids are taken care of? And again, Shedeur Sanders is a very good prospect. Not saying that he is not worthy of being a starting quarterback. He's really good, very good. He's a Sunday guy. But you can still have daddy ball and have good players as your kid. Daddy ball's not just necessarily coach happens to be the guy who's got the kid and the kid's getting all the preferential treatment. Shedeur Sanders has earned the right. His ability, he should be where he's at. He's good. But other than that, I don't know. I don't have a feel for what Deion's about. I guess that'd be the best way to put it. I'm not sure what Deion's about. Is Deion big picture really about Colorado's future, or is this just a very temporary, I got my kids, I'm with them, we're having a really good time, we're at Colorado, Shador's making a lot of money, he's going on Sundays after this year, and then I can figure out what I'm doing now. I don't know. I bought in early that he was all about Colorado and the build-out. I'm not sure that I believe that now. That's the question. Time in Myrtle Beach, I didn't even mention this. He says Dallin is going to be a stud for Colorado. Dallin Hayden, who was at Ohio State, backed up on the depth chart because they brought in a fantastic player from Ole Miss, Quinshon Judkins, and they also have Trevion Henderson there. Tom says, I wish him best of luck. I hope he has 1,000 yards this season coming up. That is a really good addition. Shador Sanders, Dallin Hayden, the son of a former Tennessee running back, Aaron Hayden, and played over in the West Tennessee area, high school ball. But, hey, that's a very good addition. I'm with you there. Georgia Dog said, Brandon King filled the last spot in golf. However, we will not turn anybody away. Brandon's bringing a friend, buddy of his, and found out about that last night. And so I think that fills it up. But Georgia Dog said, if we need to, we can find spots. Technically, for the golf outing at Commitments, which will be on Saturday, May 4th, that's the golf outing, the whole event begins on Thursday the 2nd, but the golf outing is on Saturday the 4th, and I guess what Georgia Dog is saying is, yes, technically we are full, but if people do want to last minute jump on board, Georgia Dog will try and figure it out. He'll try and work it out. He has the ability to do that. So good news. Yeah, good news there. Yeah, I forgot. I hadn't even mentioned Dallin Hayden this morning. Yeah, either on the show. We'll see what happens, man. Yeah, we'll see how all of this goes down. And yes, I had forgotten. And Georgia Dog reminded me about Ryan Montgomery. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Look, I'm not sitting here suggesting Kirby Smart doesn't know how to manage a roster. That is not at all. I'm just trying to do the math on it. And apparently the math works for, I think, the best college football coach in America, as we sit here, Kirby Smart. Let me see if I remember the guesting. About 20 minutes into hour two, Gator Dave will be with us. Buck top of hour three. I think I got that right. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still trying to clean up this early morning crash out here in Rutherford County. Not causing too much of a backup, but they're still out here nonetheless on 24 East at Elmaville Road. Now, it's loading up pretty good on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville as it starts to get a little bit busy now on Vietnam Vets westbound through Hendersonville. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. But now, we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Pat in the 912 said, no, Bill, I was referring to the kid from UNLV, Mayaba. Used Georgia to get an NIL deal from Southern Cal and signed with him. He's already gone from there. This is the game these kids and their parents play today. I think Rashada is doing the same thing to us. Well, whatever that game was down in Florida was a doozy. That was wild. That was cray cray. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, Bill, I've got the foursome that Brandon is in. Brandon and his buddy Cooper Derryberry, are in a foursome with Vaughn Broadnax and Aliquippa Bub. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, Brandon has the pleasure of playing with Vaughn, and Alec Cripple Bob and his buddy. They should have a blast as long as Bob doesn't tell his Nittany Lion story. So there you have it. So if you want Brandon King's autograph, you'll have to find him either at the Four Seasons or you'll have to get him on the golf course. He's all excited this morning before the show. Said, Dad, look at these. He just bought some clubs for the event. He's all excited. So Brandon's coming down there loaded. Ready to go, man. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, it's early, but if A&M makes Omaha, and right now they're the top-ranked team in the country in baseball, he said that means Braden Montgomery will have made Omaha every year of his college baseball career. That's pretty impressive because previously he was at Stanford and, remember, got eliminated by Tennessee and notably Chase Burns. Chase Burns found his game again, but was going out the door, but pitched incredibly well in that Stanford game. Matter of fact, the Stanford coach out now after the game said something like, and again, I'm just paraphrasing, that's as good a pitching performance as he's seen in Omaha. That's Stanford, which has a very rich baseball tradition. Anyways, he's awake. He's awake for us right now. He got Chase Burns would belong in the quarterback room. He got his feelings hurt because he was getting hit, and they took him out of the starting rotation and put him in as a reliever, which absolutely ended up working out. And I'm sure their plan was to put him back as a starter. He said, nope, I'm taking my red wagon and I'm going to another neighborhood and I'm going to play there. Now, he's a heck of a player, Chase Burns. Somebody pulled up, and again, I don't look at that kind of stuff much, Major League Baseball mock drafts, but he's a top 5 to top 10 guy in the first round. So he's a heck of a player, but anyways, how is Christian Moore not mentioned as a potential first-round pick? Admittedly, I do not know all the players. Admittedly. He's the kind of guy that can carry a team. Now, they got a lot of guys that hit on that team, but he hit 4 home runs in Game 2 and Game 3 total at Kentucky, something like 10 RBIs, and he was 9 of 11 at the plate. That is lunacy, is what that is. Brent down in Macon, Bill, seeing Colby Young in person at the G-Day game was fantastic. He, along with Dylan Bell, love it. Rhea Humphrey and Smith has me excited to see what Carson Beck does this upcoming year. He said, oh, and Dell, Lucky, and Perlin. Holy cow, Bill. Oh, I think the offense, first of all, it's going to be a stout, as expected, excellent offensive line. You've got a first-rounder at quarterback. You've got an upgrade clearly at tailback and ATN. Tight ends are good. You can't replace what you had because you just don't get that kind of guy. Nobody does very often. But you're going to be solid to good at tight end. Receiving core, I think, is going to be good. Maybe not spectacular, but good. Good enough to win a national championship? Yes. That's all you need to know. Good enough to win a natty, I think absolutely good enough. Absolutely. Got to get the break here on this Tuesday edition. Yep. scheduling is all mixed up and purposely. Buck needs to go later. We've got him top of hour three. Griff can't go. He's on the Georgia ship. He's on the Georgia cruise, I should say. But we'll have him back next week. Gator Dave, hour two, about 20 minutes in, and Buck, top of hour three. As far as I know, that's what it looks like. We'll get the break. Omni Nashville, where we're going to be on Friday.
Good morning. It's still a cleanup out there in Rutherford County on 24 eastbound at Elmaville Road. It's not slowing down traffic too bad, but it was a truck wreck that happened earlier this morning. Here's what we see. Heavy traffic developing now down Vietnam Vets coming inbound, making their way through Hendersonville. They're in Sumner County headed towards Nashville. It's already crowded through the Hermitage area as well. All that traffic coming in there from Wilson County, Mount Juliet area, especially making its way towards Nashville on 40 westbound. Watch for some radar in parts of Wilson and Smith County this morning. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has a new menu with new items on it. You can order online today. It's easy. Check out princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a Bill King Show.
We are college football centric. That is the sun that warms our planet that we live on. Our planet actually isn't flat or round. It's an oblong spheroid. And we are here to proselytize about it, edify it every day on this here radio show.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Oh. points out here on Twitter. Bill, Christian Moore not only was the SEC Player of the Week, but the National Baseball Player of the Week. I was lamenting how he's not considered a first-round draft pick, at least from what I can tell. Johnny Vegas said, the problem is, Bill, Christian Moore happens to be in one of the best draft classes in the last 20 years. He said, for example, Tommy Tanks, down at LSU, is projected to go 32nd. This draft, Bill, is deep, deep, deep. Oh, I know there's a lot of dudes. And I also know that I don't keep up with it that much. There's probably a lot of dudes in there that I'm not aware of that are absolute ballers. That's very likely. Very likely. Tuesday edition. Tomorrow, Brett Ciancia, Blake Ruffino with us. Thursday, we'll mark, and it's not a countdown. Remember, one of the Ten Commandments of the show is thou shalt not count down unless you proclaim in advance that it's not a countdown. Then it's okay. That was established within the last couple of years on the show. This Thursday marks 1 week. 1 week from spring commitments down on the Emerald Coast. Jim and Jupiter said, Bill, I bet you that Jack Caglione goes ahead of any hitter. Well, 1-2, which last year was Skeens and Cruz, LSU. This year could be Condon, Georgia, Cags, Florida. 1-2. Or opposite, but both are 6'6". Both are absolute beasts at the plate. I had, and it was a game, what game? It might have been Tennessee down at Auburn. I don't remember. But I love on the ESPN Plus broadcasts, whatever game it might be, baseball now, baseball. I love listening to the analyst. Not the play-by-play guy, and they do a pretty good job on those baseball broadcasts, but I'm talking about the analyst, and it's usually a former player that excelled or a former coach. And this was a former coach, and I don't know who it was. I don't remember the name. I was not aware of him. Don't remember where. But he had some interesting analogies. It was during the game, and I don't remember what the setup was, but just in general, he goes, okay, let's make this simple. In football, the game is won or lost in the trenches, correct? And the play-by-play guy goes, yes, correct. Football, if you break it down, is a game in the trenches. Now, there are a lot of moving parts. How good your quarterback is, how athletic your receivers are, how good the DBs on the other side are. There's a lot of factors, right? A lot of moving parts. But if you want to just boil it down all the way, it's a game in the trenches. Big on big. Big tough dude on big tough dude. That's the beginning of the battle on every play. He said, taking that into consideration, baseball is about the battle of the strike zone. Now, again, you could say, well, Bill, I watch baseball. I know baseball. I know there's a strike zone, Bill. That's a little simplistic. No, I like the way he put that. It might be obvious, but I like the way he put that. If you boil it down, that plate sitting right there is where the war is waged. and a ball coming over that as high as 100 miles an hour or as low as 72. Talking about the college game now. The college game. And you could say same with the pro game, what have you, but much higher level. But that little space right there where that plate is, the width of it, and of course the strike zone also vertically, that's where the war is waged. It's about that space right there. Now again, how good your defenders, how good your shortstop, how good is your first baseman scooping balls out of the dirt, how good your outfield, how rangy is your outfield, how good your pitch, all that stuff matters, how good your catcher. But that strike zone would be the trench warfare equivalent of football's line of scrimmage, big on big. Love the way he put that. Love it. All right, hour two coming up. Tuesday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.